Indians outfielder Michael Bourne, our guest, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from the Indian Spring Training Facility in Goodyear, Arizona. Michael, good to have you back on with us. And certainly we talked last year during Wahoo. We talked to you throughout the season as well. But what a difference a year makes. I remember sitting here in this very seat last year talking about welcoming you to a new organization and your expectations with this team. And now you come off a 92-win season, a postseason appearance, even though it was a short one. Mm-hmm. What does that experience mean to this team to now have that to build on for 2014?
It means a lot, man. I mean, we got that experience, and it made us a little bit hungry because we only got to stay there for one game, like you said. You know, we made it, but it was only for one game. So we feel like, you know, we just didn't get the chance that we wanted, and, you know, we have to go back and try to get to that position again. We know it's not going to be easy. You know, we know what people know. They know us. We can't sneak up on nobody. So it's going to be a test for us. So we can't think that it's going to just roll out. They're going to roll out the red carpet, and we're going to be back in that position, like, automatically. No, you got to go earn it.
But to get that glimpse, to get that taste of what it could be like to have an extended postseason run, how much hungrier does that make a team? And does
it makes
that make
you
players?
Yeah, it makes you real hungry. You know, you don't want to take a step back the next season. You want to hopefully go forward to the next season. You know, and this is the next season for us. So, you know, we don't want to go back and think that, oh, we got to try to get back there again. And we want to get back there the next year. You know, we want to keep that hunger, and we got the team intact. We think we got the team to do it. So, you know, we're going to be ready from day one.
People tend to forget you had to really play well in the month of September to get to that one game, a 10-game winning streak to close out the season. Mm-hmm. Just for a young group of guys to go through that type of pressure cooker late in the year, how valuable is that experience?
That's real valuable. And the situation didn't seem too big for us. You know, we weren't nervous. You know, we weren't trying to do too much. You know, at certain situations we might have, but, you know, overall, game in and game out, we had the same focus. That's what it was to me, because it's easy to slip up in those 10 games no matter who you playing. You know, it's right. The big leagues. You know, anybody can beat you on any given night, but we were ready, man. We wanted it.
And obviously it's a lot of fun. I mean, that's what makes playing this game fun, is when you're winning and you're in those type of situations.
Yeah, it does, man. That's what makes it interesting. It makes it fun to be around. It makes it happy to come to the clubhouse every day. It makes it happy to play on the field every day, because you don't want to be in August and September playing for nothing. It's not fun. What's fun about that? I don't care what sport you're playing. You know, you don't like to play just to be playing. You know, you want a purpose behind it.
For you personally, looking back at last year, a new team, new league, how did you feel you did, and now what are your goals for 2014?
I did okay, man. I played good in certain situations, you know, but I don't think I was consistent. You know, I think that I was inconsistent. So, you know, things wouldn't fall in my way sometimes, but just overall, I think I played okay. I just didn't play consistent. I got hurt a little bit, you know. I spent some time on the DL, but those things I couldn't prevent. You know, it was a freak play, and I just tried to get to the base, so I had to miss some time for that. But other than that, man, I think that that I'll be ready for 2014. You know, I don't think I ever come into a season unprepared. You know, so I'm gonna be prepared for 2014. Just like any other season.
Again, we're talking with Indians outfielder Michael Bourne as he joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona. How much higher now is the comfort level, just having been with this team for a year and having seen the American League and kind of made your way through? Is there a much higher comfort level now going into this season, Michael?
Well, I think the comfort level is just being with the same organization more than one year.
Right.
I like to be able to just stay here and, you know, be able to play with the same group again. You know, I had to switch the last 2 years, so, you know, I wanted to be able to stay here and, you know, be somewhere where I can relax and, you know, be able to just settle in, you know, and get to know everybody. I know everybody now, all that kind of stuff. You know, when I come in, it's not somebody's name I'm trying to learn or anything like that. That's always an adjustment period, you know, whatever organization you're going to. Like I was telling one of the reporters earlier, is that every organization has the same concept, but everybody does it different. You know, different organizations work a little bit different, so you got to learn the ins and outs of each organization that you go to. So I think I did that last year. You know, I know everybody. I'm a little bit more comfortable with everybody. So I'm just happy to be here, man, ready to get spring training started so we can go and get to the season.
Let me follow up on that. That's interesting that every organization certainly has that goal of the ring at
uh-huh.
the end of the
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
but they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes the Indians organization unique or different from your perspective?
Well, you know, I think that they have they accommodate to you in any situation. You like think if you're thinking about people that accommodate to people, you start thinking about like the Yankees, the Red Sox. You know they're going to accommodate to you. You know that's no doubt about it. You know, but Cleveland, you don't know what to expect. You know, I didn't know a lot about the organization. You know, coming in, so I'm like, but I knew they had good players. So you know, I was like, oh, that's going to be interesting. But I mean, accommodation and whatever you need, you know, they try to make sure they're there for you. And that's always a plus, I think, in an organization. You know, you always want to please your players because if you please your players, they're going to try to go out and please you.
And I'm sure that starts right in the dugout with Tito.
Yeah, yeah, it does, man. And he's out. What the thing about him is that he's not a over-the-top type pressing dude. You know, he's not going to over-press on you. You know, he kind of lets you be yourself, you know, but he treats you like a man, and a man is expected to, you know, be prepared for his job, or, you know, his occupation for us. I feel like it's not really a job to me, but, you know, that is what you have to write if you was on the occupation list. But, I mean, you know, he treats you like you're a grown-up, you know, and he expects you to come to work every day ready to play just as he's going to come to manage it every day and be ready to manage, you know. So, with that said, I think it's a winning combination, and I think that, you know, we're going to try to go out there and do what we can do.
And one final question for you. You mentioned the familiarity factor, but there is a new guy out there in the outfield with David Murphy. You certainly would be familiar with him. What does he bring to this team?
He brings a winning attitude. Like, he's been to the World Series 2 times, you know, deep in the playoff run. You know, he knows what it's like. He knows what the atmosphere is like, you know. Coming from a winning tradition in Texas, was also with a winning organization in Boston, you know. So he brings a lot to the table. Very consistent hitter, been consistent over the time, you know, done strike out a lot, always can put the ball in play, can play very good defense, has a nice arm, you know. So he brings a lot to the table, and it's somebody we could use in our lineup every day, and we're happy to have him.
Michael, there seems to be a common thread in all the answers you've given me here this morning. Winning organizations, winning mentality. The Indians are bringing these guys here to continue the winning from 2013.
Mm-hmm. That's what we love. I love winning.
So do we, buddy.
I don't care what it is.
It's what made last summer fun, no doubt.
Yeah, you know, it's just something about it, you know, and that's what we want to do. You know, we want to continue to go at that the same way we went at it last year, if not even harder. You know, we just got to be there and be able to take it one game at a time, not try to look too far ahead and take one step at a time, because in baseball it's a process. You know, you can't just, you got to go one day at a time, one step at a time, and just take it, you know, with the good, with the bad, but be consistent.
No doubt. Appreciate you stopping by. Thanks,
no problem,
buddy.
Man, no problem.
Thank you. Michael Bourne joining us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona.